Thank you. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of April 25th, 2013, convening at 5:38 p.m. Pacific, 8:38 p.m. Eastern Time. Summer Reese, Chair, Heather Gray, Vice Chair, Richard Uzel, Secretary. Mr. Secretary, if you could call the roll, please. Thank you.
Okay. Are you going to name Heather to be timekeeper again?
Yeah, of course. I will ask her. Yes. Thank you, Heather. All right. Go ahead, if you could call the roll, please.
Okay, Edward Seeker. Brian, I know you're there somewhere.
Sorry, I was muted. I'm here.
Okay. Rosenberg?
Here.
Siegel?
Here.
Wilkinson?
Present.
Diaz?
Present.
King?
Present.
Norman?
Present.
Chet? Grison?
Here.
Crumshow? John? Can't hear you, John. I think he's there. Crumshow? Okay, somebody just come on.
John Crumshow is here.
Okay, good. Medina?
Present.
Okay. Reese? Somewhere, I know you're there.
I'm sorry, I'm present. Can you hear me?
Alan? Can't hear you, Teresa. Apollinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Mitchell? Can't hear you, Nancy. Uzel's here. Burden?
Present.
Coleman? Dennis? I think she's here. Janet Coleman?
Hello?
Hey, Robert. Yeah,
can you hear me?
You're here. Yeah.
Okay.
Just call and roll. Roberts?
Present.
Saba?
Present.
Gray?
Here.
Lane Ewart?
Here.
Madam Chair, you have quorum.
Teresa Allen is here.
Okay, got you, Teresa.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Thank you. And tonight is not a continuation meeting, so we have agenda approval. I would ask that we try to do it in an efficient amount of time. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
This is Teresa. I move that we approve the agenda.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Yes, second. Janet.
From Coleman? Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you. Are there any objections?
Madam Chair, okay. There's objections. Madam Chair, could I take just a minute to explain something about organization of the minutes?
Certainly.
Not the minutes, but the agenda?
Well, sure.
Okay. Serene had asked about the putting new business before old business, or unfinished business, as they call it nowadays. And so I looked at that and
I'm sorry, Richard, I couldn't hear what you said.
Okay. I got to get a better headset, I guess. Can anybody hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes,
I was. Thank you. I was going to give a little short explanation of how the agenda is organized because I'm starting to get some questions on it. A meeting or so ago, Serena asked about the putting new business before unfinished business. And so I looked at that, and basically what we were doing is we got the agendas from last year, and we were kind of working with those at first until I could figure out what we were going to do. Last year left us with several things, like chunked off part of our time and did some other interesting things to us. But one of the things that they've done to us is they've left us with that sort of a trailer behind our bus of all that old business from 2012. I'm I got to looking at the old versus unfinished business, and basically what Roberts talks about on that, and I could be repeated on this, but Roberts talks in terms of business coming to a meeting, and if it's not addressed, the next meeting, it's unfinished business, and it's addressed first, indeed. And then if it's not addressed, it falls off the agenda and has to be brought back to the agenda. Nobody wants that old stuff to fall off. I've asked about that. Nobody wants that to happen. So we're dragging this thing along behind us. And I don't think that's unfinished business. I put it, if you'll see on the agenda, I put it down as business brought over from, carried over from 2012. We have new business tonight. And if we don't get to that new business tonight, it will be unfinished business at the next the primary meeting. It will be unfinished business. But to call all that other stuff unfinished business and put it up in front of us, we would never get anything done that would be timely. So we have old, we have new business tonight, and if that's not dealt with, then it'll be unfinished business, and it'll be before new business. As committees start to meet, there'll be committee motions. There are three committees that have contacted me, and those committee motions are listed after new business. But we'll never get to those tonight. Thank you.
This is Jessica. I just want to let you know I'm on the call.
And this is
Lydia.
This is Katia.
Nancy.
This is Lydia for the staff.
All right, so I guess we'll take a stack on agenda approval. Let's try to, you know, it doesn't have a time limit for agenda approval. Could we agree to take 10 minutes on agenda approval, you know, win, lose, draw, like so we don't spend all night in agenda? I think we'd all be happier that way. So, Heather, could you, like, set 10 minutes and, like,
yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
Thanks. I don't want to do agenda approval for 45 minutes. It's a bad use of our time. So, Lydia, you're the first one that asked to be acknowledged on the stack, and I'll take a stack if others want to speak to the agenda. Lydia, go for it.
Yes, I think that the chair of the elections committee, who has consistently, even during the new board, sent the motions and the report from the committee repeatedly, four times at my last count, to have those motions on the agenda, and nothing ever happens. It never gets put on the agenda. So it's outrageous, especially because we are in violation of the bylaws by not hiring a supervisor. Maybe we did and we just don't know it. But these are pressing issues exactly because of what's happened with the elections and they're imminent. I have no objection to having the discussion and motions and whatever about electronic voting. We certainly exhausted that, passed motions, could not afford to do, if someone can speak to that, the pilot program during the last session. And so I think that should be, it's not a part of the committee report. The committee report certainly considered it, the committee did, and certainly new members can attend the elections committee and so forth, but it should be in that portion, not at the top of the agenda. I think the elections committee should be moved to the top of the agenda. That is my motion. It should be the first committee report, and it should be before new business.
May I respond to that real quickly? The election committee has not sent any new motions. Those old motions are from last year, and they're part of that stuff that's carried over from 2012.
If the election
committee had sent something, I would have put it in the committee. I would do that immediately. And to say it, to insinuate that something horrible is happening is not true. Y'all send it to me, I'll put it on there.
Carolyn, on the stack, please.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
That was a motion, to be clear.
Lydia, could you please clarify your motion? And let's see if we get a second.
My motion is to move the elections committee along with Janice's motion regarding electronic voting to follow the committee report on elections as the first item of business before the other new business about the audit.
Okay, so the first thing that we have under new business is the Lane Ewart and Uzel motion. And let me see. Where is the other motion at on the agenda, Lydia? I'm looking. Finance, I know.
I'm saying it's after the motions that were sent this year, after this year's election.
Oh, it's on page 4 of 6, section B, Elections Committee, revision of election timeline. Revision of election timeline continued. Is that the section that you wish to have put up right after the Lane Ewart and Uzel motion?
I'm driving, but it's the one that I saw earlier today that had the recent motion, which has to do with the hiring of the election supervisor.
Okay, what I see is under Elections Committee, if we go there, there are one motion, revision of elections timeline. For some reason, it's continued again as a secondary part of the same motion. Then procedures for processing complaints about alleged violations of fair campaign provisions. That is a second motion. Followed by a third motion, adequate time for on-air candidate forums. Followed by a fourth motion, term limits and election results. And that continues, followed by a fifth motion, accounting of blank ballots. That is what's under Election Committee. Are you asking to move the entire Election Committee report directly up under the motion that is under new business that is from Lane Ewart and Uzel regarding electronic balloting?
I was asking to move the Elections Committee report as the first report. We'll have to postpone some of those, obviously, and the new motions were not incorporated even though they were sent.
Pardon me, but they were never sent.
Folks, don't all talk at once. Lydia, please finish your sentence, then Richard, I'll go to you.
Yeah,
Carolyn, I hear you next.
Report,
go ahead.
The committee report, whatever it ends up being, be the first item on the agenda, and those members of that committee can speak to that issue, and in that, under that, can be included Janice's motion about e-voting. I don't have a problem with it.
Thank you, but you would have that after the other motions that are already listed under the committee report for the Elections Committee,
yes,
is that correct?
Yes, we can dispense those, we can postpone them, we can do whatever, but we just need to...
I understand that we can do any of those things when we get there. I'm simply asking for clarity on your motion. If that's your motion, then we've got it, okay? Is there a second, and then we can move on to debate?
Second. I said Brenda.
Who is the second, please, for the record?
Medina.
Medina second. Thank you. Richard, you wish to be acknowledged?
Yes, those motions that you talked about there are from, they're carried over from 2012. I have received nothing from the election committee, and I don't appreciate the insinuation that maybe something was sent to me and I did away with it or ignored it or something like that. That did not happen. It does not happen. It will not happen. The election committee didn't actually convene until last week, I don't think, and nobody has seen anything, any kind of report from them. We need to get on and do our business. If you're talking about asking about the status of this election, if you look in number 3 on the committee reports, the coordinating committee, B, the coordinating committee is going to ask a question about update on this year's election. So if that's the question you're concerned about, the coordinating committee will ask the question. But as far as the election committee having anything, nothing has been sent to me, and the committee did not convene until last week, and they have yet to even elect officers.
Brenda, it's Brenda Stack.
Carolyn.
Okay.
Brian here.
Thank you. I had Carolyn next, then I'll have Brenda, who would like to speak after that.
Benito.
Benito? Anyone else? Okay.
Luzette.
All right.
Luzette.
I'm sorry, Luzette? Is that Luzette?
Yes.
Well, actually, it's just a point of information.
My point of information takes us. Go ahead, Benita. What is it, please?
No, I just wanted to say that the committee did meet.
Not a point of
About a month, the prior month. And I think there was a motion. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I think there was a motion that was supposed to have been sent. Whether it was sent or not, I don't know.
So not a point of information. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Benito. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I'm a member of the Elections Committee, and all of those motions are carryovers, and despite the fact that they are related to elections, none of them is related to the current situation, and none of them is necessary for the Elections Committee to function. I think that the current motion by Janice and Richard, I think, is much more relevant to our current situation because it has to do with the expenses of the election. But I would strongly urge us not to move those motions from the Elections Committee up any farther. None of them, some of them are not even totally relevant at this point, but they, none of them is urgent or affect anything going on right now. So I would urge you not to do that.
Point of information.
Thank you, Lizette. Go ahead, please. Thank you, Carolyn.
What is the timeline for elections? Are we within...
We're already past due on hiring of an election supervisor, the point Lydia is making, and I'm happy to report on that when that's appropriate. But election supervisor is supposed to be hired in March, and we're near the end of April, so we're running up against the same kind of issues that we had last year, but they are, some of them are also functional, tangible, and financial, so we need to discuss that, obviously. But anyway, we're over schedule right now by a little bit.
Some of this is Heather. We about have about 1.5 minutes left in this discussion.
Thank you, Heather. I appreciate that. Okay. Lizette, did you have something further, or was that it that you wanted to speak?
I just think we're wasting time.
Thank you.
Okay, so Brenda's the last speaker on STAC, and then we're going to go to a vote on the agenda. Go ahead, Brenda.
I resent the request from Bob Letter, who was the previous and, I guess, Elections Committee chair, and there were about 3 motions regarding the elections. Some of them did have to do with last year's elections, but it was also on the update regarding the ads for the National Election Supervisor, since there hasn't been any up to this point. So that's what the request is about, and I assume what Lydia is proposing to have on the first point of business for the PMB. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you, Brenda. Appreciate that. All right, folks. So the agenda on the floor is that the entire Elections Committee report be moved up in the committee report section as the first item on the agenda following minutes approval and prior to the motion under new business from Janice Lane-Ewart and Richard Uzel. Otherwise, that's the only motion on the floor, so it doesn't. The rest of the agenda would remain as it currently is laid out. I heard there were objections, so we will go to a vote on the matter. If you support moving the Elections Committee report up to the top of the agenda as the first item of business following minutes approval, then please vote yes. If you do not, vote no, or you may abstain at any time. Mr. Secretary, could you call the roll, please? Thank you. On the amendment...
Aye.
Agenda, and then we will see if we have approval of the agenda as amended, if it is amended. Thank you.
Ms. Rezaan?
Yes.
Lydia? Yes. Crumshaw? John?
Crumshaw, no.
No, okay. Medina?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Allen?
No.
Molinar?
Pass.
Mitchell?
Pass.
Uzel, no. Burden?
No.
No. Coleman?
Pass.
Roberts? Can't hear you, Serene. Roberts? Saba?
No.
Gray?
No.
No. Lane-Ewart?
No.
No. Edwards-Tiekert?
Pass.
Rosenberg?
No.
Siegel?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. King?
Yes.
Yes. Norman?
Abstain.
Abstain. Sit.
No.
No. Okay, the first pass is Apollinar.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, absolutely not.
No. Mitchell?
No.
No. Coleman?
No.
No. Roberts?
Yes.
I can't hear you. Okay, yes. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Gotcha. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see. Thank you. Edward Steigert?
Just to clarify, this is on moving the election stuff up?
Right.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Eight yeses.
Okay. Did you
11 noes. Just a minute. Just a minute. 11 noes. What did I say? And one abstention. What was the yeses? 11. Eight yeses.
How many yes?
Okay, everybody be quiet. We're trying to get this done. 8 yeses, 11 noes, and 1 abstention.
Okay, so the motion fails. Thank you. We had a motion on the floor to approve the agenda. We're out of time. We'll take a vote on that. So the agenda is not amended. The item is not moved up on the agenda. It is the agenda which was sent to you all and posted. Mr. Secretary, if you could call the roll, please. This is on approval of the agenda. If you approve, vote yes. If you do not, vote no, or you may abstain. Thank you.
Edward Steigert.
Yes.
Rosenberg. Tracy, can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. Pass.
This is on approval of the agenda. Siegel.
Abstain.
Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Diaz.
Yes.
Yes. King.
No.
No. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Stitt?
Yes.
Yes. Brazon?
No.
No. Crumshow?
Crumshow, yes.
Yes, thank you. Medina?
No.
No. Allen?
Yes.
Yes. Polinar? That's good.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry,
Mitchell.
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Yes. Uzel, yes. Burton?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Robert?
Yeah.
No. Saba?
Yes.
Yes. Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Yes. And we had a pass, I think. Rosenberg? Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Richard, I pass. This is Tracy, and I'll vote yes.
Okay, yes. Catch. Gotcha. 15 yes. Four no's, and 2 abstentions, 15-4-2.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. The agenda is approved. First item on the agenda is minutes approval. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes of open minutes for February 22nd through 25th, 2013, in-person meeting, that was our New York meeting, and the March 28th, 2013, and April 11th, 2013 minutes. We can take them in sections, or we can take them all together. Does someone have a motion?
I actually have a point of order.
Yes, Brenda, go ahead, please.
I have a correction on the minutes, which I sent out to everybody, regarding the February 22nd minutes.
Okay, so why don't we take them section by section? We've had this before because sometimes people have an objection to one set of minutes and not to another. go ahead and articulate the objection? I know we did see it beforehand, but for the benefit of the stream, what is the change or correction which you are amending or recommending?
Sure. So for the February 22nd minutes, the secretary had written down my point of order in not allowing the seating of WPSW directors based on the nomination period that is stated in the bylaws. Now, the way that it was written in the minutes, it was written that I had that the directors allegedly had not been nominated by the deadline, which is not what I said and is not accurate to what I was presenting. So I would like that change for the minutes that were passed out to everyone.
And I'd like to respond.
Okay, Mr. Secretary, go ahead, please. Thank you, Brenda.
Director Medina sent me two proposals for changes. Director Medina sent me two proposals for changes. I granted one. This one, I said no. In my opinion, I think she's misunderstanding, but I don't know. This is what I said to Director Medina. I did not say that you allegedly made the remark. The allegedly of which I'm speaking here was your and other people's allegations of various actions that have yet to be proven to have happened one way or the other. These alleged actions include some people didn't meet some deadlines, some people did meet some deadlines, some people are ineligible, some people aren't, and so on. These areas of dispute at Pacifica have at times in the past led to legal action. So in order to not be seen as taking one side or the other in this debate, and since sitting here in a meeting, we could not actually know actually what happened because of no actual proof of any kind of these allegations has been presented, merely hearsay, by either side. I have chosen to insert allegedly. This is not saying that you allegedly made your remark. This is saying that those comments were, at that point, unproven, merely allegations. I did include your statement that one of the alleged groups was, in your opinion, quote, nominated by the deadline and should be seated, unquote. This was your allegation to which you were basing your claim, and therefore I felt it was needed to understand your claim. I said allegation. I say allegation not out of any mistrust of your statement, but as to say, as I said earlier, there were and are various conflicting characterizations of a complicated matter. Therefore, not to be seen as taking sides in these minutes, I have chosen to show by the word alleged, quote unquote, that your statement was your opinion and that other folks were, whoever's washing dishes or something, please be quiet. And the other folks who stated other opinions and that no absolute proof had been presented by anyone. Subsequently, your point of order was ruled out of order because...
Enter an access code, then press pound.
Am I still on the call?
Yes, you are.
Okay, subsequently, your point of order was ruled out of order because it was not a point of order and should have been made as a motion. Then as a motion, your claim was voted down by a vote of 5-10, none of which proves or disproves your allegation, just that the board disapproved your motion. Therefore, since the facts in question remain unproven, I see no reason to change the wording that I have used in the minutes. If you have any further questions, say it, says.
Point of information, Chair.
Lizette, go ahead, please.
Are the minutes reporting what happened, or is it reporting what was said?
Mr. Secretary, can you respond to that, please?
As per Robert's Rules of Order, it's what happened.
Great.
Not what's said.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Brenda for the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Brenda, and then we got to try and wrap up on this section.
Yeah.
We'll be able to take a vote. Go ahead, Brenda.
I don't want to bog down the board, but I do have problems with the way that it's written because it's misconstruing the situation that I had presented. So I would move forward to the vote for agenda, but I wanted to state my disagreement with that.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a motion, Brenda? I'm sorry, Benito, go ahead, and then Benito, before I go to you, Brenda, do you have a motion regarding this change that you would like in terms of amending the minutes, and you could clearly articulate it? We'll just take a vote one way or the other, because I can see this.
I would like, as I stated in my email, I would like it removed because it's not an allegation or it's not an alleged, it's a matter of fact. It's okay. Just that the board decided to not vote for my point of order. So therefore, the issue was null and void, and we moved on. So I propose that we change it according to the way I requested it to by removing those the two allegedly on that section.
Second.
Is that Teresa Allen as a second?
Margie.
Okay. Please state your names because I sometimes don't recognize your voices, even though I try very hard to. All right. Benita, let me hear from you, please.
Okay. And somebody's making a bunch of noise. But anyway, I saw that those emails, and I think that Margie, for instance, made a good point in terms of saying that the secretary is responsible for reporting. I think it was, and Margie, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you were referring to a motion, and so the secretary is responsible for reporting the exact wording of the motion, and if that was the case, then I would agree, that's what should have happened. But that's not what was happening here. And I think that, on the contrary, I think that Richard is absolutely correct. He is trying to summarize and characterize the conversation that went down. And trying to be fair to both sides. I don't see, where Director Medina or anyone else can state that X or Y is a fact. It's like Richard said, we never determined what the facts were. That's it.
Brian here.
Thank you. Brian, go ahead.
I don't think we can afford to do surgery on minutes with 22 of us on the call. I would move to table this set of minutes in hopes that this can be worked out off stream, perhaps by being less specific in the wording in the minutes.
Point of information.
A second on that?
Second.
Point of information. I don't think tabling is debatable. I'll go check on that, but go ahead.
No, it's not.
Tabling's not debatable.
That's recollection. Want to keep this thing. Go ahead, Richard.
Point of information. Does tabling require 2/3 vote?
No.
Simple majority, no debate.
Yeah. So let's just go for it. We're talking about tabling the in-person open session minutes of February 22nd through the 25th at the New York in-person PMB meeting. It's been seconded. It's non-debatable. Let's vote on it. Mr. Perry, please call the roll. If you support tabling this set of minutes, they can be brought back, and maybe this issue will be resolved offline, then vote yes. If you do not, vote no, or you may abstain. Mr. Secretary, go ahead, please. Thank you.
Or we could just vote on the other. Burden?
Hold on, before you call the roll, is there any objection to tabling this? Let me just hear
yes.
that. Maybe there's no
yes.
objection.
Yes.
Highly objection.
Okay, thanks. Just trying to expedite. Okay, proceed.
Burden.
Go ahead, Rick.
I will pass on this. Thank you. Evan off.
Holman?
Bennett, thank you.
Holman? Janet, can't hear you. Robert?
Sorry, Mike Coleman, yes.
Yes, to table it?
Yes.
Robert? Green, can't hear you. Saba? Monashe, can't hear you.
Abstained.
Thank you, abstained. Gray?
Cabling, no.
No. Lane Ewart?
No.
No. Edward Stinker?
Yes.
Yes. Rosenberg?
I'm going to vote no.
No. Siegel?
Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
No.
No. King?
No.
No. Norman?
No.
No. Skip?
No.
No. Brizon?
Yes.
Yes. Home show?
No.
No. Medina?
Yes.
Yes. Allen?
No.
No. Polinar? Jessica, can't hear you. Nancy?
No.
Angel? No. Uzel, no. Apollinar, are you there? Okay, we got a pass from Burton. Carolyn? Burton, we can't hear you.
I'm sorry, I had to go off the call for a minute. No.
No?
No.
Roberts? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Siegel?
Can you hear me now, Richard? Can you hear me?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm abstaining.
Abstain, okay. And then Jessica Apollinar? Jessica? Is she still up? I got five yes. Twelve no. Two abstentions.
I'm sorry, Richard. I got seven yes.
Well,
I don't know.
May well be right.
Maybe those
one,
of us.
Two, three, four. I have six. What are your seven?
I don't know. I just make marks.
Edward
Speaker.
Yeah, I have six as well.
Oh, six?
Six.
Okay.
Yeah.
Six. And on these numbers, when these votes are done, I go back when I'm doing the minutes and I actually count again and very often catch myself counting wrong. But this time it was 6-12-2.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. Madam Chair?
Okay. Sorry, what was the final vote? Is it 12-6? Is that correct?
6-12-2.
Okay, so it's not tabled. Okay, thank you. So can we vote on them then? There's an amendment on the floor. Brenda, please articulate your amendment. Is it to remove the two words allegedly? Is that the only change?
Yes.
Okay, so let's just vote on it. Then let's vote on the minutes and let's vote on the
minutes. Can you just read back that difference?
Could you, Mr. Secretary, could you please read the minutes in question, how they are now, and what the change would be as suggested by Ms. Medina?
Well, it would state it as a fact. As well. Medina called point of order challenging the seating of all WCFW directors because they had removed allegedly not filed run for their position in a time and matter further that those who remove allegedly were nominated by the deadline should be seated. Chair ruled that the announcement was not a point of order, however it may be brought as a motion. That's
okay,
it.
Thank you. And did you read the revised language as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, so it's the two allegedlys. If you support the amendment of Brenda Medina, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote no or abstain. And then we'll vote on the minutes as amended or not amended, as the case may be. Mr. Secretary, can you call the roll, please? This is on the Medina amendment to remove the two allegedlys from the minute. And
okay.
Call the roll. Thank you.
Okay. Diaz?
No.
No. King?
No.
No. Norman?
No.
No. Stitt?
No.
No. Razan?
Yes.
Yes. Crumshill? John? Hello? Hello, John. Okay, Medina?
Yes.
Yes. Alan?
No.
No. Polinar?
No.
No. Mitchell?
No.
No. Giselle? No. Burden?
No.
No. Coleman? Dennett?
Am I on? Hello. I can't tell. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I vote no.
No, thank you. Roberts? Serene? Serene?
Richard, can you hear me?
Who's that?
This is John Crumshill. I had line for can you hear me now? Should I vote?
Yes,
or
I can.
You tell
yes. This is a vote.
Should I vote?
Yes.
I would vote no.
No, okay. Serene Roberts? Sabah?
Stain.
Stain. Gray?
No.
Lane Ewart?
No.
Edward Stinkard?
Abstain.
Rosenberg?
No.
Siegel?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. And I've had somebody missing.
Serene. Never.
Serene? Are you there? Hello? Okay. Four yeses.
Hello?
14
Hello?
No's.
Hello?
And two abstentions.
Hello, hello, hello.
That's Serene. We're over. We're done, Serene.
Oh, I'm sorry. I sent everyone an email. I was having a problem with my phone. Oh, well.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Secretary, what's the final vote count on the amendment, please?
4-14-2.
Okay, so the motion fails, correct? Now we will have the vote on approval of that set of minutes. This is the 22nd through 25th minutes, unamended. If you support passage of the minutes, vote yes. If you do not, vote no, or you may abstain. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll, and then let's get on with the other two sets of minutes. Thank you.
Edward Seekert.
Abstain.
Brian.
Point of clarification.
Okay.
This is the in-person meeting, right? All 3 days?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, Rosenberg?
I vote yes. Yes.
Siegel? Abstain. Abstain. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. King?
Yes, did you hear me?
Yes, gotcha. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Stitt?
Yes.
Yes. Razan?
No.
No. Crumshill? No.
Yes.
Yes. Medina?
No.
No. Alan?
Yes, approval, yes.
Yes, Apollinar?
Yes.
Yes. Mitchell?
Yes.
Yes. Uzel, yes. Burden? Carolyn?
I'm sorry, yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Baba? Montague?
Stain.
Epstein. Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Lane York?
Yes.
Yes. Madam Chair?
Yes, Mr. Secretary.
13:43.
Minutes passed. Thank you, colleagues. Next set of minutes are the March 28th, 2013 minutes. Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
I'm sorry, who is that, please?
This is Tracy.
Tracy, is there a second?
I'm sorry, Janet. Hold on.
Janet, is this Holman seconds? Is there any objection to approval of the March 28th, 2013 open session minutes?
Yes. This is Margie. Why did we skip March 4th and 11th? Have we already done those?
I believe we may have. I'd have to go back and look. I know
they were included in the packet that was in. That's okay. That's fine.
Okay. I know we did approve some minutes that were post the in-person meeting. Those may be the ones. I'd have to go back and look. Okay.
Chair, I don't approve the minutes.
Okay. So we have an objection. All right.
And can I be on the stack?
Certainly. I'm sure we're past time on this item, but go ahead, Brenda.
Again, I sent this out to everyone. So during that agenda item, I had moved during the in-person meeting to move a motion to dissolve the ED search committee. But during the March meeting, I decided to withdraw my motion, and Giselle decided to take that issue up. And the way that it reads in the minutes is that I moved to have that agenda item into the meeting, but never did it mention that I withdrew that motion or that Uzel instead introduced that particular motion. Again, it's misstating what happened during that meeting.
May I comment, Madam Chair?
Certainly, Mr. Secretary. Go ahead, please. Thank you, Ms. Medina.
I guess Director Medina didn't read all of her emails. I came back to her response and said, I will remove all the language that refers to you at all in that.
Okay, I didn't see that email. Fine.
Madam Chair, this is Heather.
Go ahead, Heather, please.
I just want you to know we had 10 minutes allowed to the approval of the minutes, and we've now gone close to 25 minutes.
Holy cow.
I want you to know.
Thank you. Okay, so we have an objection. I'm sorry, was that an amendment, Brenda, or just an objection?
I can withdraw it.
I just can't see the minutes with the correction, so.
I'm sorry, so it was already corrected, Richard, is that what you were saying?
Yes.
Excellent. So are there any objections to approval of the March 28th minutes? Who is that?
Serene, but someone else is also speaking.
Serene, did you wish to be acknowledged? Go ahead, please.
I wish to abstain.
You're abstaining. Okay, please call the roll. Richard, if you approve the March 28th, 2013 minutes, vote yes. If you do not, vote no, or you may abstain. Please call the roll. Thank you.
Okay. Brazon?
Abstain.
Abstain. From Joe? Crumshow?
Crumshow, yes.
Yes. Medina?
Abstain.
Abstain. Allen?
Yes.
Yes. Apollinar?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchel?
Yep.
Yes. Giselle, yes. Burton? Carolyn?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to pass. Point of personal privilege. I'm going to have to leave the call for 5 minutes.
This is for the minutes for March the 28th.
Oh, yes. I can approve those. That's fine. I read those.
Yes. Bowman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts? Green?
I abstain.
Abstain. Saba?
Yes.
Yes. Gray?
Yes.
Diane, you're...
Yes.
Yes. Etchett Stinkert?
Abstain.
Abstain. Rosenberg?
Yes.
Yes. Siegel?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Abstain. Diaz?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Yes. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Stitt? Kia?
I'm sorry, yes.
Yes. Sixteen, yes. I don't see any no's. One, two, three, four, five abstained. Madam Chair?
The minutes are approved.
16:05.
Excellent, thank you. Is there a motion to approve the April 11th, 2013 minutes?
So moved.
Yeah.
Move to, is that please?
Point of information.
One moment, please. Who is the motivator?
Margie.
That's Tracy. Margie Wilkinson, seconded by Rosenberg.
No. No, I didn't. I have a question. I have a question about the minutes.
Okay, go ahead, Margie, and then let me figure out who the person who said yes was. Go ahead, Margie.
Oh, I'm sorry. on page 2 of 3, under item number 2, a revised staff handbook, the minutes report correctly what happened. The problem is that the motion that we passed said that the minutes will be circulated, the personnel manuals will be circulated to paid and unpaid staff for a 30-day comment period. There's no record in the minutes of what happened then, but my recollection is that Summer agreed to see that the handbooks were mailed out to GMs, and John Crumshaw said he would set up a website or an email address where people could send comments to. And as far as I know, neither of these things have happened, and so I'm worried about the 30-day comment period. I've had several inquiries from people who are interested in commenting on this and seeing them and so on. So anyway, that's my question. It isn't recorded in the minutes what happened after the discussion closed, and nothing has happened, so I have a question.
I believe it was agreed that it was 30 days from the time of distribution. John and I need to coordinate. He was setting up an address, and I think he has by now, and we simply need to make sure this goes out. But we won't start that comment period until everyone is notified with the appropriate email for responses, okay?
Okay, fine.
But I don't think that would be reflected necessarily in the minutes.
That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Certainly. Thank you. All right. And who was was it Tracy Rosenberg to approve the minutes?
I have a point of information.
Okay. I'm sorry. Who is the point of information?
I'm sorry. Once the issue of who moved is resolved, I have a point of information. It's Serene.
Thank you. Who moved approval of the minutes, please?
I did. This is Tracy. I don't know who seconded, though.
Thank you. Who is the second, please? Do I have a
second? I'll second. This is Katia. I'll second.
Katia. Okay. Stitt is the second. Thank you. Okay. I'm sorry. Was that Serene Roberts with the question?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So my question is, have the minutes now been amended to show the distribution path and process?
I don't recall if it was actually covered in the minutes, but I do believe that we did discuss that somewhat. Richard, do you have any clarity on that?
Margie's point was that it's not in the minutes. So I'm asking whether, in fact, the body now agrees to amend the minutes to reflect that.
Well, one can't amend the minutes if it didn't occur in that discussion, but it does seem to me that we did cover that. I don't recall. I mean, that was my understanding because it seemed to me that Margie had asked a similar question at the time to make sure that the administrative details, that the clock didn't start to run until everything had gotten together administratively for people to actually be able to respond.
It's about 10 minutes. I'm concerned that it's not reflected in the minutes.
Richard, do you recall if it was discussed during that?
Yeah. Summer, can you hear me?
Yes. Is that John Crumshaw? Go ahead, please.
John Crumshaw, yes. It was not discussed, the specific way in which this would be implemented. So, Summer, I will coordinate with you to make sure that it is taken care of.
Thank you. Let's have that done by Monday, please, okay? So we can get that clock rolling and get this handbook passed and approved, all right? If that sounds good.
Okay. A point of clarification or something, or I'm not sure, clarification information. Yeah, I remember specifically that we were going to send them out not just to the GMs, but to the chair of the various LSBs.
That's correct. That's correct. So we could have wider distribution, hopefully, within the board context and to unpaid staff as well as paid staff.
Right.
I took responsibility for distribution to GMs and LSB chairs in my respective roles, and I believe that we had asked also that the staff reps who were on the PNB would see that there was further distribution to paid and unpaid staff. I'm not able to post too many of the staff lists at the stations, you know, so I have to send things individually to certain people in leadership positions and hope that they disseminate from there. So, John Crumshaw, you and I, let's get this together with the email address and everything, and then let us also distribute it to the PNB and PNB members, particularly those who are staff reps. I would please ask you to kindly post the handbook and the responsive email address to the various staff lists, paid and unpaid, so that we get the widest possible.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Mr. Secretary.
If you and Mr. Crumshaw would get together and put together your 30 days, this, that, and the other, and send it to me, I'll put it in that April 11th minutes.
So, folks, if there's no objection, could we carry over this set of minutes for approval to the next meeting in 2 weeks, and we'll have that language amended so that it's reflected in the minutes? Is that satisfactory to the body?
No, I think they need to be approved with the caveat that I will put that in there. If not, y'all can hang me from the yard iron.
Is there an objection to that? I mean, I know we had all of this discussion, so I think it's just memorializing it. May we approve the minutes with the with that caveat that that language will be added?
This is Serene. With all this to Richard, I don't think we should amend it and then, I mean, I don't think we should approve it and then retroactively amend it. I think we should just table it and we know that that's the issue that we would have to deal with at the next meeting. Just
I agree.
Well, I trust what I say as being what I say.
It has nothing to do with trust. It's just a matter of,
right.
You know, it's like...
Thank you. Okay, folks, Serene, is that a motion?
Yes, a motion to table. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. What's on the floor is table. It's non-debatable. If we could please take a vote, this is to table this set of minutes until the next meeting to presumptively have this other language included in the minutes. If you support the tabling, then vote yes. If you do not, vote no. Or abstain, of course. Mr. Secretary, call the roll, please. Thank you.
Diaz?
No.
No. King?
Abstain.
Abstain. Norman?
Abstain.
Abstain. Stitt?
Abstain.
Abstain. Razan?
Pass.
I'm sure.
No.
No. Medina?
Yes.
Alan? Teresa?
Teresa says no.
No.
Thank you.
Paula North. Jessica. Hinchel.
Hinchel says no.
No. Uzel says no. Burton.
Says no.
No. Coleman.
No.
No. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sabah.
No.
No. Gray?
No.
No. Lanyard?
Pass.
Pass?
Yes.
Okay. Edwards? Jesus?
Yes.
Yes. Rosenberg?
No.
No. Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan.
This is Jessica. I'm back on the plane.
Sorry, Katie.
Moody, it's yes. I vote yes.
Okay, yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Okay, had a pass. Brazon?
Yes.
Yes. Apollinar?
No.
No. Lane Ewart?
You already called? Oh, I'm sorry. My vote is yes.
Yes. Seven yes. Eleven no. Three abstentions. Madam Chair.
Thank you. I'm sorry. What is the final vote count, Mr. Secretary?
Seven, 11, 3.